Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says Māori shouldn't think of themselves as victims. Since returning to Parliament in the October election, Mr. Jones has clashed with the Māori Party co-leaders about the likely effect of government policies on Māori. He says their default position is seeing Māori as victims and casualties rather than as people whose futures are in their own hands.
I'm from the land of Hongi. He was no victim. I'm from the land of Ruatara, who brought the faith to New Zealand and had a profound impact on Ngāpuhi and actually laid the trajectory for the signing of the treaty. And I'm from the land of Nōpara Panakareo, where he said shadow of the treaty to the Queen, but the mana within you, your heart, your Māori, your body, your soul, your spirit forever. And that's a wake-up call for us.
Shane Jones expects an action-filled Waitangi commemoration, and then on February 7th, life will go on. The chief executive of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation says because of the higher rates of asthma among tamariki Māori, schools need to give priority to Māori children in their asthma management plans. Letitia Harding says the foundation supplies some schools with emergency kits, including inhalers. She says the stress of going back to school means asthma attacks are more prevalent in the first month of Term 1. Complacency can have fatal consequences.
We hear those terrible and saddened stories about kids on sports fields who have an asthma attack and end up dying because there isn't a reliever. They don't know what to do in an asthma emergency. So it's about better asthma management, making sure your kids have a child asthma plan. And like you said, having that kōrero with our tamariki because it is really important.
Letitia Harding. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says his 7.5% target of cuts in public sector spending can be done without affecting frontline services. He says agencies have been asked to identify savings in their backroom operations.
We're going to protect our frontline services, particularly in areas like health and education. We actually want to spend more money, but we want to make sure that every single agency understands that they are funded by taxpayer money. We want them ruthlessly focused on improving outcomes.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. Former Green Party MP David Clendon has been appointed to Taitokedo Regional Coordinator for Heritage New Zealand's Tohu Whenua Visitor Programme. The program promotes significant historical and cultural sites, connecting New Zealanders with their unique heritage while enhancing national identity. Sites in Northland include Waitangi Treaty Grounds, Kororipo Heritage Park, Rangihaua Heritage Park, Rākau Mangamanga Cape Brett, and Clendon House in Rāwene, the home of his tupuna, James Reedy Clendon, and Jane Takotowi Clendon. Mr. Clendon says he grew up hearing stories of Northland's history and his family's part in it. Tohu Whenua is a unique approach to telling not only the stories of individual sites, but also linking these stories into a narrative about social, cultural and environmental developments over time across Te Taitokero. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!